now, the computer will kick in, play that song, or not, and we'll just start talking. So here we go.
Okay.
Oh, I love technology, and technology loves me right back. Welcome, everybody, to Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. I'm Renee Bernard. My computer does not want to play the start here. So I'll just keep hitting the button, and at some point there might be music. But tonight on the program, I have Lauren Linwood, and I am so excited about that. Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, Renee.
I am thrilled. I mean, this is kind of fun, and I have to tell you, I'm looking at the cover for Outlaw Muse, and I love Westerns. And somebody said something stupid to me the other day. They said that Westerns were sort of, oh, they aren't really out there anymore, and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, that just cannot be true.
Oh, no. Listen, I've written this one. I have more coming out next year. I don't think there's anything better than a good Western.
Right? I think there's something just, I don't know what it is. If it is the nostalgia, or it just feels right, or it's just part of our, I don't know, like our fingerprints or something. It's just a part of you, or at least to the American reader.
It really is. Well,
yeah.
And you've got hot cowboys and hot gamblers and, you know, hot men everywhere, so.
Yes, there are. I'm not going to name the author, but there are several out there that keep putting up pictures. Have you seen these people? Where are they finding these beefcakey pictures of the guys in the boots and the jeans
I have no idea. It's always over Facebook, even on Pinterest. Yes.
Yes, right? Is there like some sexy cowboy land? I don't know where it is, but I'm like, wow. Wherever you guys are getting those pictures, keep putting them up there.
Oh, really, really. I'll take inspiration wherever it comes.
It's insane. Oh, but we were starting to talk at the beginning about the writing and the out of control, because we're not always, I mean, I think I'm driving the bus, but I think that's almost an illusion that I'm driving the bus.
Oh, you're exactly right. I have the roadmap planned out, and, you know, as an author, I want to be on that interstate, and I want to get from point A to point B, and my characters, they do what they want. They get off, go along the highways and byways, and I just kind of am in the car with them for the trip, and it's like herding cats, getting back to the interstate eventually so that I can keep the plot going in the way I think
sure.
I want it to go.
But doesn't it make for a more amusing story, though, when you do have that character, you know, push? I think they often make better choices. I mean, I look at my outline.
I
love my outline. And then they make a better choice.
Oh, I have to have an outline. Because they know themselves even better than we know them. I know we're their creator, but they kind of take off and run with the ball sometimes in the direction they want. And, you know, I just try to stay with them and keep up. And like I said, I'm along for the adventure. So it's fun. It keeps it spontaneous.
So you're plotting. Are you a true pantser then, or are you a plotter?
You know, I think a combination. I usually start out and have about a one-page outline, and
mm-hmm.
that leaves a lot of room for interpretation along the way.
Sure.
Or, you know, if somebody says something, sometimes characters just pop up. Things will happen, and I'll be like, wow, I didn't know that was going to happen. And I'll go to my critique group, and they'll read something, and they'll be like, oh, that was a great ending. And I was like, well, that's good, because I didn't know that's what it was going to be this week. So it's always surprising. It's a lot of fun.
Wow, because I think of myself as a plotter. I mean, I have that outline. I mean, I've got my synopsis, and then I'll have a punch list, and I sort of map out, you know, where I'm going up and down. Like you say, then something will happen and you just sort of have to let go and they head one direction or the other. And I don't know. Maybe we're all
great
panthers.
It really does. And like I said, I've had some secondary characters come in, and
mm-hmm.
sometimes I almost have to sit on them because I'm afraid they're going to take over from the hero and heroine. In fact, one, I had to write him his own story, because he was trying to take over from my hero. And I was like, okay, you go away, go to London for a while. You can come back at the end and see the happily ever after, and I'll write you your own book if you promise to be good now. And he did, so I've written him one.
I have had those conversations, yes, where you have a secondary that just starts to push in the door and unfortunately starts to look almost like a better, like, wow, Mm-hmm. That's
exactly.
going to be a great book,
exactly.
you know. But you have to get them to sit down and shush. And I've had villains do that, too, to be honest. I've had bad guys where I thought, oh, I'm killing you at the end of this book. And then I'm like, or I think you're going to get your own book, mister. So,
isn't it funny how, well, of course, a villain is a hero in his own mind anyway. So it's funny when
he can talk you into thinking of him as a hero. Sure. It's perspective. It's everybody, as long as their motives in their mind are solid, then, you know, they could be the obstacle to somebody else. But in their mind, they are the white hat.
Yes, exactly.
Oh,
edition 6.
Oh, my God. And it's going to go like 60,000 times. Oh, that's hilarious.
Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Technology and I are not friends. We're just not friends. You know, I'm writing historical for a reason, let's face it. I am writing historical for a reason.
I feel the same way. I feel like there's so much to be mined from history, so many cool incidents and facts, and that if you can take something that's an event in history and use it as the jumping-off point, you know, there's so many things you can do with that.
It's true, and I've talked to other authors, and to them, it's not, how should I put it, it's so relevant. Like, they don't feel like they're not writing a contemporary in so many ways. It's just the backdrop that's different or that frame. But everything in the story, it resonates so strongly. And I think that's true. I don't think people really change through time. But I do love the trappings. I do.
Well, and, you know, history can be, the setting itself can be a character. And I know that when I used to teach high school history, and I tried to let my students see that these people 100 years ago, 200 years ago, 500 years ago, they really were just like you and me. And they were just in different circumstances, and, you know, they had to react in, you know, different and various ways. So it's just fun to put characters there. It just adds another layer to that onion that you're peeling away with the story.
Oh, I loved history. That was one of my favorite classes, and
then we're two people now.
I was that weird kid that you had in the first row that would say, could I just write a play, or can I write the diary of the pioneer woman, and that could be my paper, or could I?
would have been.
Could it be longer? Yeah. Well, it's a wonder I got through school alive, really, considering the nerdy trouble that I got into, but. No, history and English. I was that kid.
Yes, me too.
And if I wasn't getting an A+ in those subjects, I wanted to know why. I was knocking down the door.
Let me tell you how to be teaching this class.
Yeah, excuse me, but clearly you've misunderstood my zeal and my dedication. This is important here. This is important. So... All right, so outlaw music, and hey, everybody, I'm sorry, I forgot, it's because I was distracted by the fact that my computer wasn't working, but it's laurenlinwood.com, and that's Lauren, L-A-U-R-E-N, and Linwood, just like it's supposed to be spelled, people, L-I-N-W-O-O-D, laurenlinwood.com. There, I got it.
You did. Perfect.
I can go through a show and forget. It's terrible. I mean, I can get to the end and realize I forgot to mention a book. So I'm probably the world's worst.
I said, to prepare for this, I may write down the name of my book and the name of my hero and heroine, because you never know. It's the radio. What if I go blank and I don't remember their name? What if I don't remember my name? I better write my name down.
I'm going to write mine down right now. Now you got me all panicked. I'm going to put mine down right now just in case I forget who I am.
Down?
Oh, I do want you to mention, because you've got a great contest going on right now, the year-end splash.
Yes,
right?
Romance Reviews, yes.
Oh, I $100 gift card is nothing to sneeze at. So,
no,
hey, everybody, there's
good.
A link on her webpage. So go to Lauren's webpage, and then you can enter the contest.
Yes, and there's
but
so
you
many
can't win it
spotlighted with whole, you know, month-long party going on, so you'll find some good stories there.
Yes, but I'm going to win, so everybody don't get your hopes up. I've pretty much am in that, so, you know, just saying.
I think back off, people.
Back off. Although I'm not that, I never win. I'm that person that buys like 30 tickets for the spa basket when really I could have probably just gone out and bought, you know, the massage or something.
I know it. As much as you can spend on tickets like that, I know. And I'll always be the person right next to me that wins. And it just, I don't know, I never pick the right grocery line, the right bank line. I never win anything.
Really? Well, I'm the same way with the lines, but now what I do is I very deliberately pick the line instead of the length of the line. I just look at what line looks like it'd be the most fun to stand in for the next 20 minutes of my life. And so then I've got, yeah, exactly. So instead of going for speed, I go for who has the better candy or, oh, that one looks like it has a lot of reading material and fun stuff to look at.
Yeah, you've got to read all the headlines, yeah.
Right? Or the most interesting people in the line. And then it's people watching, and you get to watch them exactly go through good day, bad day. You know, I wonder what's happening with that person. Oh, they look very colorful. And
I do that too.
I start
writing whole books, you know, when I'm in line at Target.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See? So we turn our bad luck into a creative moment.
We're
it's wicked, but that's what we do. That's what you do.
That's right, people. Be careful, you may be in our next book.
Well, I do that a lot, and also I bet you do this too. If you meet somebody that has a unique name, I immediately write it down. I capture it, and I ask them real quick, you know, just in case they don't mind.
Yes.
Because my books are a little hotter, and I don't want somebody getting offended, you know, if they show up as a lady's maid or something. You know, but do you do that? Do you collect names or place names or anything like that?
All the time. When I'm driving down the highway, I'm always whipping out the phone, typing stuff in. You know, today I met a blogger online that I was guesting on her blog site, and her name was Jovon, J-O-V-O-N. And I told her, I love this name. I adore this name. I'm going to have to put this in a book. And she was very flattered. So, shout out, Jovon.
Flattered is the reaction you're looking for. You know, any other reaction is probably not the way to go. But flattered is absolutely what you're hoping for is a reaction with
absolutely,
somebody.
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, my gosh. So, see, it's almost over. And I told you it goes, really? Isn't that crazy? And I love
it
that you tweeted your husband to have the glass of wine standing by. And may I just say, I think you deserve a big glass of wine because this was really fun. And you are so much fun to have on the program. And I want you to come back.
Oh, I would love
to. Okay. So promise you will, because I want to hear more of that wonderful accent that you have that you don't know that you have. And I want to hear more about these delightful Westerns. Everybody, Outlaw Muse is out now. And then coming in January is A Game of Chance. And since I live here in San Francisco, I think you should come visit me, Lauren, and we'll go to San Francisco for, quote, research, end of quote.
Ooh,
yep.
I like that.
I'll give you a tour of the, of the historical parts of San Francisco, and we'll come hang out. All right, everybody, thank you for stopping by for canned laughter and coffee, and promise me you'll all be careful, and I want everybody to be just thinking of all the things you're thankful for as this holiday season starts to unfold, and I'm just thankful for my guests and the show and for all the incredibly silly things that people let me do. I don't understand it, but they do. They just let me get away with it. What's up with that? All right. So next Tuesday night, more canned laughter and coffee. And Lauren, you are coming back. She said pushy.
I'm good, Renee.
Very bossily. Did you hear that? You are coming back. All right.
Yes. Thank you, Renee. Talk to you soon, then.
Oh, my gosh. Good night, everybody, and thank you so much.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.